I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The information provided in this podcast episode is for entertainment purposes and is not medical advice. If you have any questions about your health, contact a medical professional. This content is strictly the opinions of Lucas Owen and is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The references, claims, and scientific information linked to any products are only applicable to those listeners who are based in the US. If you are outside the US, this information does not apply to you. It is not intended to provide medical advice or to take the place of medical advice or treatment from a personal physician. All viewers of this content are advised to consult with their doctors or qualified health professionals regarding specific health questions. Thank you for listening to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas Owen. I uncover the most cutting-edge health information on the planet, ranging from hormones, nutrition, supplementation, fat loss, biohacking, longevity, wellness, and a whole lot more. Welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. So if someone were to ask me what are my top three compounds to boost muscle growth without causing any degree of suppression in testosterone levels or affecting any other major hormones in the body, this is exactly what I'd recommend. So my top three favorite muscle building compounds. I do want to emphasize that this is not in any particular order, and these three compounds I do believe have some favorable effects in terms of increasing lean body mass. So compound number one is turkesterone megadose. Compound number two is creatine monohydrate's stronger brother, which some of you have heard me talk about this new form of creatine. And number three, we have phosphatidic acid megadose. So these three compounds are my most potent compounds to increase muscle growth. So first of all, let's start out with turkesterone. Now, many of you have probably heard about turkesterone from Derek from More Plates, More Dates. Now, first of all, here we have turkesterone. Now, turkesterone is an ecdysteroid. Now, ecdysteroids are basically steroid hormones that are commonly found in arthropods and insects, but they can also be found in certain plant species. Now, turkesterone is primarily derived from the ajuga plant, but can also be extracted from various other plant species most commonly found on the African continent. Now, the word ecdysteroid is a combination of the words ecdy and steroid. Now, ecdy comes from the word ecdysis, the process of molting in insects, and steroid to denote that the compound has a sterone backbone as part of its chemical composition. Now, interestingly, approximately 6% of plants contain ecdysteroids, though not at levels sufficient to lead to a noticeable effect. Now, bear in mind, some of these plant compounds or plants that actually contain High levels of ecdysteroids include spinach, quinoa, white button mushrooms, yams, and Aduca turkestanica. Traditional herbalists would use Aduca as an overall tonic and liver protective herb. And as far as the mechanism of action, some of the actions of ecdysteroids may include via stimulation of the estrogen receptor beta, which is believed to affect muscle protein signaling and also muscle development. In addition, ecdysteroids may also increase IGF-1 signaling. It activates the AKT pathway. It enhances muscle protein synthesis. It can also decrease myostatin, improves blood flow, and it can also act as an adaptogen via modulating the stress response. And also some research has identified that these ecdysteroids may assist with bone and joint health. Now, if we were to take a look at turkestrone versus steroids, we can see that turkestrone actually acts on different pathways to anabolic androgenic steroids. Now, whilst steroids target the androgen receptors, turkestrone actually targets the estrogen receptor beta. Now, bear in mind, one of the advantages of using turkestrone is that it will not cause any degree of suppression of your natural testosterone. And this is really critical when we're looking at some of these compounds, is that we really want to be utilizing compounds that do not lower our natural production of testosterone. And that is what turkestrone is able to achieve, is that it can support muscle growth without affecting testosterone production. Now, additionally, there is no risk of turkestrone aromatizing into estrogen, negatively impacting prostate and testicle weight, causing liver and kidney issues or many other issues commonly seen with steroid abuse. So we don't need to worry about turkestrone aromatizing into estrogen. There's no need to control estrogen when using turkestrone. Now, when compared with other ecdysteroids, turkestrone outperforms them with regards to its ability to stimulate muscle protein synthesis, resulting in the most weight gain and muscle gain. The same study also compared the ecdysteroids to some anabolic androgenic steroids, such as methandrostenolone, and found that turkestrone outperformed them in 2 out of 3 groups. And the only group where turkestrone didn't outperform the steroids was the group without testicles, due to them having no endogenous testosterone production. Now, cell studies have also shown turkestrone to decrease myostatin more effectively than dianabol. Now, another study looked at ecdysteroid compared to the steroids dianabol, trenbolox, and the selective androgen receptor modulator S1 regarding muscle gain. Now, ecdysteroid was found to be the most efficacious at building muscle, and adding to this information above that turkestrone outperforms ecdysteroids with regards to muscle gain, it appears that this is the powerhouse of a compound. So as far as dosages are concerned, we're looking at around 1,000 milligrams pre-workout of turkestrone and 1,000 milligrams of turkestrone post-workout. Now, this is far above what you see with regular turkestrone products. However, we really need to be doing a very high dosage of turkestrone to elicit a favorable effect on muscle growth. Compound number 2 that I alluded to previously was creatine monohydrate's stronger brother, which is cregatine. Now, some of you may have already heard me talk about the benefits of cregatine before, and some key facts to know about this modified version of creatine monohydrate, which is called cregatine. Some key things to note about this form of creatine is that it's 8.5 times more effective than creatine monohydrate. In addition to that, there is no water retention. There are no non-responders. It has 4 ways to enter the cell. And there is 3.9 times more creatine in the gray matter of the brain and 1.9 times more in the white matter of the brain when using this form of creatine over regular creatine monohydrate. So really important stuff to note here is that this cregatine is a derivative of creatine monohydrate. Bear in mind here, what I'm referring to is it's creatine monohydrate plus guanidino acetic acid, or GAA. Now, GAA is the precursor of creatine in the human body, and we can see here what makes creatine far superior to regular creatine monohydrate is that muscle creatine content change after 4 weeks was much more significant, a 16.9% increase versus a regular 2% increase, which is what we see with creatine monohydrate. We can see the changes in white matter creatine content after 4 weeks, the creatine significantly outperforming creatine monohydrate. So now you're probably wondering what makes creatine far superior to creatine monohydrate. Well, the thing is, creatine has four ways to enter the cell. Now, creatine not only uses the regular creatine receptors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.